Good afternoon. This is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. The Fairbanks North Scarborough School District is not releasing much information about a Friday incident in which three West Valley High School students nearly drowned while participating in a preseason football activity at the University of Alaska Fairbanks swimming pool. District Public Relations Director Sharice Walker says one of the students remained hospitalized as of Monday.
Two of the West Valley High School students involved in Friday night swimming accident have been released from the hospital, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. As of Monday afternoon, the third student remains in the hospital.
The students were pulled from the water and resuscitated by UAF EMS responders. Walker says the incident is under investigation, and she would not comment on specifics of what happened, only saying the three students were among about 40 in the pool treading water as part of a team-building exercise. Walker also would not comment on the status of the football coaches who organized and supervised the event. The team had rented the pool from UAF, which University spokeswoman Marmion Grimes says is also looking into what happened.
It's still an open police investigation. They're still speaking to witnesses and gathering information.
West Valley High preseason football activities remain suspended. The Alaska legislature has passed bills to fund a $1,600 PFD check, the capital budget, including college scholarships and power cost equalization programs, plus nearly all of the operating budget items vetoed by Governor Mike Dunleavy. KTOO and Alaska Public Media report that Governor Dunleavy says he's glad the capital budget passed, but calls the other bill a disappointment and expects to veto part of it.
So I would anticipate that there will be reductions. How much and in what order, what categories, what services, that's to be determined. But again, the idea behind this is not, quote, to harm Alaska. The idea behind this is to get a sustainable budget.
The Senate passed the dividend and veto overturn bill after amending it to reduce the PFD amount from $3,000 to $1,600. The House agreed to the change. Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman says the veto reversal will help Alaska communities, pointing to $30 million in community assistance as an example. Events to kick off an effort to recall Governor Dunleavy are planned for Thursday around the state. Organizers have scheduled signature gathering events in Fairbanks, Anchorage, Juneau, and other communities. To apply for a recall petition, organizers need to gather the signatures of 10% of those who voted in the preceding general election. That is more than 28,000 names. And for more on today's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. This is Gary Black.